you about your appearance and at the book signing this Saturday.
Well, thank you, and I apologize for failing to get back to my publicist the way I should have. And when I looked at my watch and remembered what time you were shooting for, I thought, oh, hell, I'll just try to call.
Oh, good. Well, thanks. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been talking about your book, and I'm not a great cook. I don't, I'm intimidated kind of in the kitchen. And one of the first recipes I opened up to and we talked about was this pickle recipe, which you hardly have to cook at all. It was like, it was made in heaven for me.
Well, it's really quite simple. And I think, you know, and well, I guess we could talk about it when you're shooting it, when you're taping it if you want. But, you know, I think people tell me all the time, oh, I can't cook. And then I say to them, what are you talking about? You're an attorney. You're a school teacher. You're a plumber. You obviously can handle complex tasks. It's probably just that you're busy. But if you can find the time and maybe find a capable friend who's already good at it to teach you a few tricks, it's so fulfilling. You can do it. Anybody can do it.
Well, it's true. If I have a lot of time, I do more or less enjoy it. That's absolutely
more or less.
Right.
I bet, yeah. I know what you mean. I think it's a matter I do respect that it's actually a great luxury to have lots of time to do anything you want to do. And cooking well often does take a little time. But if you have the time, I sure like it.
Hi, Ted. It's Susan Simon. And we've had a couple of email exchanges. And I've been sitting here waxing rhapsodic about your book, looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Well, thanks, Susan. I appreciate that.
We're thrilled to have you at the farmers market, and I've just been telling everybody about the fact that the farmers market at this time of the year is just filled, brimming over with abundant produce, all of which can be purchased after they buy your book and choose a recipe.
Absolutely. I hope they're taking credit cards for the book because...
Absolutely.
Oh, good, good. Because, absolutely. You know, when you go to the farmer's market, you run out of cash pretty quickly.
No, yes, absolutely. They take credit cards. Everybody should know they take credit cards. So people can buy multiple copies because holidays are coming up.
You know, they make good gifts.
They sure do.
And they're also, they can be personalized however you want. I can even write in, I don't even have, I can write indecent things should you require.
Well, everybody's going to be happy to hear that, especially in this county.
You know, it's true. I actually spend a lot of time in the Catskills. I have been to the farmer's market in Rhinebeck. It's wonderful. I have friends in Andes, Roxbury, Hurley, and...
Now you're going to have friends in Hudson.
In Hudson? Yeah, I actually do have friends in Hudson. Oh, I've been antiquing in Hudson many times.
Oh, good, yes. That's...
And then friends, and I have friends who live in Smallwood, which is a source of endless amusement to us all.
Now, Now, where is Smallwood?
It's sort of, it's close to Woodstock.
Ah.
I just came from a book signing at Rutgers, where I made the very happy discovery that lots of college students watch Chopped. I didn't even realize I signed more than 200 books there. And I guess I just had no idea.
Oh, gosh.
And they were very excited, which is really cool.
Well, we're all excited here in Hudson, too. We've been promoting you nonstop.
And there are lots of Chopped fans here as well.
Yes.
They'll
Wonderful.
Be eager to see you.
Well, I love it up there. But I mean, I love Hudson, especially for the terrific antiques that you can find. But I also really love the Hudson River Valley and the Catskills area because of, I think you made an allusion to the fact that there are lots of characters. There are lots of artists.
Yes.
There's a storied history of celebrities around up there too.
Yes.
Intermingled with some of the nutballs that I'm friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such an escape. And it's just so pristine. You know, just knowing about the water system. And I have a friend who lives on a farm in Andes with, in a valley, and the entire water, the entire area around him is watershed, so no one can ever build on it.
Isn't that wonderful?
And he has his own spring, and the water's it's just incredible.
Right.
So you're a fan of the Hudson Valley vegetables, too?
Oh, absolutely. That's where my farmer's market produce comes from. I live in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn. I go to the Fort Greene Farmer's Market, and our tomato guy, I mean, I get corn from Hurley. I'm not sure where the tomato guy comes from, but I know it's up by you somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the corn from Hurley is famous.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah, I used to live over there for a while, and everybody talks about the sweet corn in West Hurley.
Oh, well, you know, they've even started, I want to say it's from a farmer named Gill. They've even started packing it in bags and freezing it, and I've been, you know, you can buy it in the wintertime, and it still tastes great.
Well, is there anything you would like to talk about, especially?
Well, I guess since it's a book signing, maybe I should make the case for the book.
Yes, please.
The cookbook's called In My Kitchen, and I think, you know, whenever if you're lucky enough to work in food TV and actually have people watch, they're interested, I think, in seeing, you know, how you cook and where you cook, and so part of what the book offers is that. But what I really, more importantly, it seems like every cookbook out there is trying to propel you out of the kitchen as rapidly as possible, which is not at all the way I look at it. To me, the kitchen is a place of discovery and togetherness and friends and music and wine and discovering new things and learning new tricks and being creative and producing a delicious result. I don't look at that as drudgery at all. I make everything from scratch. Virtually the only processed product I ever buy is puff pastry. I'm not going to make that. Granted, it takes some time to cook that way, but I love reading people like Mark Bittman and Michael Pollan, who make the argument that not only is it attainable, good food at home, but that it's profound and wonderful and fabulous. And so I wanted a book that was about cooking being a joyful act. The wine helps. and then the other point of the book, each of the recipes that I chose to include here, I have food that's Thai food, Mexican, American comfort food. There's even an Indian dish in the book. But each recipe contains some little kernel of discovery for me, some little technique or trick that's improved my cooking life. And so hopefully in the people who get the book, who try this, I hope that they'll share in some of those discoveries, and it'll make them better cooks too.
Wow, you convinced me.
Oh, good.
I'll be there.
Great, thanks. And you make it. You know, this is self-serving, and I will admit that this is nakedly self-serving. But it is true. I think of this whenever I do book signings. There are people who come to book signings and buy, you know, one or two copies of a book at a signing because they've discovered that it's an immediately personal gift. It's a really good gift because you can't just get it whenever you want it. You can only get it if there's a book signing, and if you really love John Grisham, or not to compare myself to him, because believe me, I don't compare in book sales. But you can if you really like an author, or even just sort of like them, and you show up at their signing, then the author can write, you know, "Dear Uncle Jack, I hate your pizza, try mine." And it makes a gift that can be quite a kick. So, you know, it's not a bad idea. That having been said, you can also just show up and wave at me, and I'll be happy to see you.
Great. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad we connected.
Me too.
And we'll see you on Saturday.
I look forward to it very much. And may I also just add that I think radio in the Catskills and in Hudson has a long and excellent and funky and quirky and delightful history, and I always enjoy it when we go up there. There are a few stations that I really enjoy, which is more than I can say for New York City, except for WNYC. So thanks for that.
You probably listen to WDST and WIOX over in Andes.
I don't know what they are. My friends Bill and my other friend Peter and my friend Michael, they just put it on. There's one show that there's a funk show. There's a Grateful Dead show. It's just stuff that's just so personal. It's like college radio. It's like indie radio, and I really, really love that. And it's virtually extinct in many American cities, but it's thriving up where you are, or at least it's there, and I think it's great.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in today, Ted.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. I'll see you Saturday.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.